Okay, we're going to start from the bottom of Zion a bit today. We saw yesterday a whole bunch of different things that cause, we're in the middle of a whole list of things that, en hagashamim ne'atzarim ela b'shvil, right? The bitul Torah, there was Gezel, there were a bunch of different things. So the last one was Gezel, and they quoted this pasuk, al kapayim kisa or. Right, bavon kapayim kisa or ve'ein kapayim ela hamas. Right, and the or is the rain. Right, ein or ela matar. Okay, so because of that, the bavon kapayim, the gezel kisa or, the rain got covered up. Shenemar, right, and that was just a proof. Now my takante. So what do you do to fix it? Your bebitfila, because the end of that pasuk says bayitzav alav bimafgia. Okay, what's interesting about this pasuk is. The pasuk inside, it's Iyov Lamed Vav Lamed Bet. Okay, someone at the end of class yesterday, after we shut the tape, said that the word mafgia is an interesting word because it has a lot of connotations. It's here they say mafgia is tefillah, which seems like a positive thing. Lifgoa b'mishu is to injure them or to, right, to affect them negatively. A pega is an injury. So here, the pshat of this pasuk actually talks about, at least according to the translation I saw in the Da'at Mikra, it says, al kapayim kisa'ur, which means the brakim are going to come out, the lightning is going to come out and shoot the land, but yetzav alav bimafgia, and it's going to come out like an arrow that shoots and exactly hits its target, okay? So, and it's saying, right here he translates, in other words, means that God is going to command it and it's immediately going to happen, which is something amazing that man can't do like that, but only God can do it. It's going to exactly hit. And then it's interesting because if you take the drasha of that pasuk, understanding the pshat, which almost sounds like, right, if you, as soon as you speak, it will hit its target, which is a nice way to view tefillah, right? Here you take the negative, it's going to hit its target and attack them, and they're turning into the positive, and they can, you know, that actually man does have the power to be yitzav alav mafgia, and what power does he have? He has it when he davens. Okay, va'amar Rabbi Ami, my dichtiv, okay, here's a pasuk from Kohelet. Okay, we're going to see a bunch of things about this pasuk. Im keheh ha-brazel v'hu lo panim kilkel. If the Barzel is dull, and it can't penetrate the surface. It can't wet the surface. Okay, it can't do what it's supposed to do. Imra'ita rakia shekiha ke barzel mi lahorid talumatar. Okay, it's like a sky that's like the same way the barzel can't do what it's supposed to because it's blunt. Likewise, the sky can't bring down the talumatar. So now, how do you know what it comes from? Now, the rest of the pasuk, v'hu lo panim kilkal, which means it didn't hit the surface, it can't penetrate the surface. What's the word? Can't, I don't know how to translate it. But it can't go, you know, it can't do what the barzel is supposed to, you know, it's not sharp anymore to get further than the surface. So, b'shvil ma'aseh hadur sheheh mekul kalim. It makes a drasha on the kilkal. Right, it can't wet the surface. Right, that's okay. Anyway, b'shvil ma'aseh hador she'em mekul kalim. It's because of the people of the generation that are mekul kalim. Shene'emar v'hu lo panim kilkel. So mata kanatam. So now you have to look at the rest of that pasuk. Yitgavru b'rachamim. Shene'emar. What does the rest of the pasuk say? B'chayalim yigaber. Okay, the chayalim will strengthen it. B'yitron hachsher chokhma. And in order to make it understandable better, in other words, to make it work better, you need chokhmah. Okay? So now, what do they say? So yitgabru birachamim. They should get together and ask for rachamim. Because chayalim yigbar means get together and ask for rachamim. We're going to see some other translations of this pasuk. Kol shaken imukhshuru ma'aseh me'ikara. And all the more so if their ma'asim were already good to begin with. Rish Lakish amar. Now he's going to explain this pasuk in a different way. Imra'ita talmid shelimudo kasher alav kibrazel. Now we're taking it out of the context. First they explained it in the context of rain. If you see that the rain's not coming because the skies aren't working like the brazel is not working, then what do? You get together and pray. So Rish Lakish is saying, first of all, it doesn't relate at all to the Yitron Hechsher Chochmah. Okay, so I guess they're saying hichshir chachma. They're saying hukshiru maasehem. In other words, that's what it is. I understand now. Sorry, it does say it. Yitgabru berachamim kas chayalim yigbar. And then biyitron hichshir chachma means it's even better if they were already hukshiru maatchala.
The advantage of wisdom is greater.
Right. So if they're already, we're good, then they're already in a better position to go ask for rachamim. If they weren't, then at least get together and ask for rachamim. So now we're talking to something else from this pasuk. Im ra'ita tamid shelimudo kasha alav kir barzel. Okay, now why would someone's limud be kasha alav kir barzel? Bishvil mishnato she'ena stura alav. Okay, now the assumption in those days was, first you learned all the mishnayot baal peh. Once you did that, then you can get more in depth. But if you don't have a good handle on the Mishnayot, then don't start because it'll just be confusing for you. So nowadays, not everybody does that, right? But so if you see someone who's limudo kashala b'rezel b'shvim mishnato she'nas dura alav she'ne'emar v'hulo panim kilkal. In other words, that means he didn't organize his stuff properly. My takante, what should he do? Yerbe b'yeshiva. Okay, now, it's unclear. Some people say Yerbe b'yeshiva means he should sit and learn by himself and organize his Mishnayot. Okay, she'ne'emar b'chayalim yigaber. Okay, and then some people say it means he should sit with other people. As we saw the whole benefit of learning with other people, he should sit with other people and that will help him. She'ne'emar b'chayalim yigaber is chayalim, right? Like a bunch of people together. Chel here means strength, really. His strength will be greater, but they translate it as people, right? As chayalim. Like,
fortified by the legions of students.
Right, using it right. Use exactly. Well, the fortified is the yigaber.
Yigaber.
V'yitron hechsher chokhma, and then kol sheken im mishnato stura lo me'ikara. Right? And the yitron is it's even better for him if he already has his stuff organized and he's still struggling, still it'll help him, right? He'll be able to be helped by the chayalim, by, you know, the other students, or by just sitting by himself, however you translate. Ki ha derish lakish, have a mesader matnitin arba'in zimnin keneged arba'im yom shenitna Torah. Okay? And Rish Lakish himself was true to his word, right? And he would sit, he was the one who said this, so what would he do? He would sit and be Mishnah in his Mishnayot 40 times before he would go on. V'aya l'kameh to Rabbi Yochanan, and only then would he go to Rabbi Yochanan to learn from him. Rav Ad bar Ava, Mesadr, Matnitin, Esrim, V'arba Zinin, Keneged Torah, Nevi'im, Uktuvim. Okay, they each had a different number, whether it's Keneged, the days Moshe was up on Har Sinai, or Keneged, the books of the Tanakh. V'aya l'kameh to Rava, and then he would go to Rava. If we're talking about Rava, now we have Rava. Rava Amar, Im ra'ita tamid shelimudo kasha alav kibarzel. Okay, the same thing. What's his reason, though? Not because mishnato eino stuha lo. Here's a really interesting one. Bishvil rabo she'eino masbir lo panim. He must have a bad teacher, right? Or not a bad teacher, but it's because his teacher isn't explaining it to him properly. Okay, and here he puts the responsibility not necessarily on the student, but on the teacher. Shne'amar, v'hu lo panim kilkal. In other words, the teacher is not masbir lo panim. Okay, panim in the pshat means the surface, but panim obviously also means face. So what's the issue? That he's not showing him, he's not helping to explain things to him. Maita kante. Now here also there's different interpretations. Yarbe alav re'im. Okay, I was thinking about this. When you have kids whose teachers aren't really paying them attention so well or they're not explaining them things well, often what does it come from? It comes to the fact that the teacher thinks this kid's lazy and he doesn't really pay him attention, he doesn't really take care of him. So what do you do? Yarbe alav re'im, bring a lot of friends, and what are the friends going to do? So according to one pirush, the friends are going to, Rashi says, lefayes hemenu sheyasbir lo panim, to go to the teacher and say, listen, this kid's really a good kid. Like, pay him some attention, help him learn. Okay? Shene'emar v'chayalim yigaber. Some people say, no, it means you should, if your teacher's not going to teach you, go to your friends and your friends will teach you. Okay, so there's two different interpretations how to look at it. It's very interesting from a chinuch perspective and a teacher who's not addressing the student properly. And then what's the last part of that pasuk that we've already translated a few times? B'yitron hechsher chochma. So what's the yitron? And he'll be in better shape to do this if he already, now they're putting a little bit of blame on the student. They're saying, obviously, why is the teacher not paying him attention? Because his ma'asim weren't so great to begin with, and the teacher kind of lost faith in the kid. But he's saying, all the more so, you'll be in better shape if you're already from the beginning. You go in the right way, and then if your teacher's not as real opinion, then your teacher will eventually come around. Okay. Va'amar Rabbi Ami, my diftiv, but by the way, this should never be an excuse for a teacher to not masvi panim to a student. Let that be clear, right? The teacher should always go me'ala me'ever and try to do it, but sometimes it's not so easy. Va'amar Rabbi Ami, my diftiv, im yishoch hanachash belo lachash, ve'ein yitron lebal halashon. Okay, here's a pasuk where it's a little bit of a similar yitron right here, ein yitron. Okay, what's this pasuk talking about? First of all, it's a pasuk in Kohelet also. And it's saying, it's the pasuk right after. It's saying, im yishoch hanachash belo lachash. Okay, if the nachash will bite without someone whispering to it, right? The whispers to nachash were to get him not to bite. Ve'ein yitron lebal halashon. And there's no advantage for someone who knows how to speak. So let's explain. Im ra'ita dor shashamayim mishtachin kenechoshet, milahorid talo matar. Again, we're going to start, if you remember, the first pasuk we started with, that we've now explained many different ways. It originally was talking about in Kehar Barzel, you know, that the skies close up and don't bring rain. So the same thing here. Next pasuk also translated the same. If you see a generation where the skies are how do they translate mishtachin, like closed, or what did they say there? I forget the exact translation. What do you have?
It's colored. Colored like copper.
Oh, okay. I saw a different explanation. I think you don't have it.
It's rust colored.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely another explanation here. One second.
Mishtachin is rust
colored. Mishtachin. Here. Generally means to corrode, right? That was the word. Okay. That they corrode like nechoshet, okay? Like copper. Meaning, it won't bring talu matar. Okay, lishoch is mishtachin. B'shvil lo chashe lechishot she'em bador. What's the reason? Because it's below lachash. There's no lo chashe lechishot. There's no people who know how to pray. Okay, they don't know how to speak. Mai takantan. So what should they do? Yelchu etzal mi sheyodeh lechosh. Okay, they should go to someone who knows how to speak, who knows how to pray, basically. Dichtiv. Can you hear the pasuk from Iov that we're going to see further on also. Yagid alav re'o. What does that mean? Okay, so these are psukim from Iov. Okay, I just want to read them inside also because they're Lamed Gimel. One second. I'm going to get the wrong book. Lamed. Where is it? Lamed Vav Lamed Gimel. Okay, it's right. It's the one right after the psuk we saw before. Okay, that's what we're going to see. All these psukim interconnect. We saw Al Kapayim Kisa'or. That's how we ended yesterday and started today. From the Avon of Kapayim, remember, from the Gezel Kisa'or, the rain stopped coming, or Kisa'or, one second, the Peshat is that, one second, but I think actually they come, it's like a dangerous rain. And then we said, what do? You pray, right? If the rain's not coming, you pray, right? We translate it as the rain's not coming. Yagid alav re'o, mikne af al oleh. Okay, this is a very hard pasuk to explain. First of all, also Iyov in general, the pasukim are difficult. Here particularly, it's very difficult to understand what it's saying. Okay, Yitzav alav b'makia, we explained before that God can shoot the lightning, like an arrow, right? It'll land exactly. As soon as he says it, it'll happen. Yagid alav re'o, so they explain here, it's about God. And re'o is not his friend, as they're translating it here. Re'o is his tru'ah, his noise. God's going to make a loud noise. Okay, which is the thunder. Mikne af alola. Again, this can be translated many different ways, but mikne af, they translate here as charon af in the Da Mikra. They say it's the anger of God alola is going to be, you know, going up and showing how great God is. Okay, so now, what do they say with this pasuk? Yagid alav re'o, meaning, go have a friend. In other words, when this happens, go get a friend. In other words, go find someone who knows what they're doing, who knows how to pray, and he'll help fix it. So even though there it's talking about God and noise, right, they're translating it totally differently. Ve'ein yitaron lebal halashon. What does that mean? Umisha efshar lo lechosh ve'eino lechesh mahana'a yesh lo. What does it mean, ein yitaron lebal halashon? If you know how to pray, but you don't, okay, then, right, mahana'a yesh lo, what do you benefit from that? In other words, you don't get any benefit. Okay, so now, what are they saying? They're saying there's no point, there's no value to being a Baal Lachash if you're not going to use your powers. It almost reminds me of what we saw with Pinchas and Yiftach. Pinchas had the ability to be Matir the Nedra of Yiftach, but he just sat there, he waited for Yiftach to come to him. Same thing here. If you see a situation where there's no rain and you know how to pray and you know how to resolve it, you should get up and do it. Because there's no yitaron to be able to baal lachash and baal lashon and not do anything about it. So now, umish efshar lo lechosh ve'enol. Okay, we said that, sorry. My takante. So what should you do? Yelech etzal chasid shebidero. So what if somebody, one second. So now, what if they go to Misha Yodea Lechosh, right? But he doesn't want to be Lechesh. Or maybe he does. I skipped this part. You're right. Im Lechash Velonana. I thought so, but I didn't see it inside, right? So now, what if this Baal Lashon does say something? He does pray, but he's not answered. So what do you do? You go to a Chasid Shebidur. Okay? You go to someone even greater. In other words, there's people, there's different levels here. There's the regular people who don't know how to pray. There's the people who know how to pray, but then there's the chassidim who are on a different level. Now they go backwards in the pasuk, right? It's, they go, yagid alav re'o is you get the baal lashon. But yitzav alav b'mafkia, which was the pasuk before, meaning you go and you find the guy who knows how to pray. Okay, so now you go. I'm sorry, I said the one who needs to pray, who knows to pray. I really mean the chassid, right? The one who also is a chassid and also knows how to pray. Okay, ve'im lachash ba'al tabiado. What if he gets answered? Umegista atolav. But then he says, "Oh, I'm so great. Look, my prayers were answered." Maybe af la'olam. And now we go back, right? Now we go to the end of the second pasuk that we read, right? I'm going to say it from the beginning. Al kapayim kisa or v'yatzav alav b'mafkia. In other words, the rains are going to be stopped. V'yatzav alav b'mafkia, the guy's going to pray. Yagid alav re'o. Again, the order should be reversed according to the drasha. First yagid alav re'o, then v'yatzav alav b'mafkia. He'll go to the chassid. And if the chassid gets answered and is arrogant about it, mikne af alole. He's going to cause anger, right, from his greatness. Al-Ole means on the fact that he thought of himself to be so great.
This translates as the anger which goes up.
Yeah, there's also, I mean, there's many different translations of this. I actually sat on it for a while trying to me, yeah. That makes the most sense. Al-Ole, on the fact that he went up and was arrogant. Yeah, I sat on these psukim, the translation, especially the pshat of these psukim, both from Kohelet and Iyov, are very complicated. Okay. Rav Amar, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Shiyoshvim Bi'ir Chat, Ve'ein Nochin Zeh Lezeh Bahalacha, Mitzkan'im Ba'af U'ma'alin Oto, Shne'amar Mekne Af Al-Ola. Now we're going to see what's interesting is the first pasuk we saw, those first pasukim about the Barzel from Kohelet, they translated first about rain and then about learning. The same thing here. We translated first this pasukim in Iyov about rain and then we translated about learning, which obviously I assume they're trying to show some connection between rain and learning. Okay, so now what does this mean? If there's two chachamim, that Talmidei chachamim that sit in one city and they fight with each other, b'halacha, okay, they don't treat each other nicely. Mitkan'im ba'af, okay, they're jealous of each other with anger. Uma'alin oto. Shne'amar mikne af alole. Okay, ma'alim oto, I don't know how exactly you translate it, but they cause a lot of anger. I don't know, is it? Amar Ish Lakish, my dichtiv, im yashuch hanachash belo lachash, ve'ein yitron lebal halashon. La'atid lavo, mitkabzot uba'ot kol achayot. Okay, in the future, all the animals are going to come etzel hanachash. Vomrim lo, ari dores v'ochel. Ze'ev toref v'ochel. That's animals, right? They say to him, look, a lion, he's dores, he attacks and he eats, right? Ze'ev, he's a predator, right? And what do? They eat their prey. Ata, you, what do? You bite people and you kill them, right? Like, what pleasure do you get from it? You don't eat them. So what pleasure do you get from it? It's like lelo matara. Amar lahem, ve'ein yitron lebal halashon. What does he say? He says, you think I'm bad. What about all the people who speak lashon hara? What do they get out of it? They get nothing out of it. Okay, so saying, basically, they're trying to compare, first of all, the nachash and lashon hara, right? They often compare the nachash to lashon hara. And here the nachash says, I'm no different than them, and they're the same as me. Amar Rabbi Ami, ein tfilato shel adam nishmat, elim kem misim nafsho b'chapo. Okay, if you have to put your whole heart into the tefillah. Shene'emar nasa levavenu el kapayim. Okay, in other words, what does it mean? Bring your levavenu el kapayim. It means put your lev into your, I don't know exactly, again, the pshat translation is nisa levavenu el kapayim, right? The Hemshech of the pasuk is from Eicha, el b'shamayim. But it means basically put your heart into it all, right? Bring your nefesh into the whole thing. Ini, is that really true? V'ha okim Shmuel amora ale v'darash v'yipatu b'fiyam u'bolshonam yechazvu lo v'libam lo nachonimo v'lo ne'emnu b'brito. Okay, what does that mean? Right? They seduced him with their words. And v'lishonam yechazvu lo. They disappointed him with their words. In other words, here the people prayed to God. Right? It's from Sefer Tehillim, actually. V'libam lo nachonimo. Okay, their hearts weren't in it. Right? They were just praying without meaning it. V'lo ne'emnu b'brito. And they weren't ne'eman to his brit. V'af apichen. What does it say? Okay, the next pasuk after this, a very, very famous pasuk, even though you probably didn't know the one before. V'hu rachum yechaper havon v'lo yashchit. Okay, despite the fact that they're saying worthless things, this is encouraging, right? Even if you pray without really meaning it, God is going to forgive you. So how can you say that? Lo kashya, kam b'yachid, kam b'tzibor. If the tzibor davens, and here you see the advantage of tefillah b'tzibor according to this, if the tzibor davens and you don't all have the right kavana, it's okay. But if you're yachid and you're praying for something and you don't have kavana for what you're saying, that's meaningless. Amar Rabbi Ami, ein gshamim yordim ela b'shvil ba'alei amana. Okay, people who have faith, the rain comes for them. In other words, the rain only comes for those who have faith, or because of them, right? Again, the rain, we already said, it comes for everybody. But who brings it? The people who really have faith. Shene'emar, emet me'eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Tzedek is considered the rain. The rain comes down for who? For the emet me'eretz. In other words, the people who are true in the land. Okay? For them, the rain will come. V'amar Rabbi Ami, bo re'e kama gdolim ba'alei amana, minayin mi'chulda u'bor. Okay, here's a famous story from Chulda and Bor. Okay, we can read it in Rashi. Mi'chulda u'bor, shehemitu shnei b'dei adam. Okay, a Chulda and a Bor killed two people. What happened? Matsoyu ba'agadah. It was a very famous agadah that clearly everybody knew because there was no point to even mention it here. Okay, you know how sometimes there's stories everybody knows. So in those days, they all knew this story. Ma'aseh be'bachor achad shenatan emunato l'riba achat shishalena shiyisena. Okay, he fell in love with this woman. I wanted to marry her. I don't know riba achat. I don't know that word, but okay. Amra mi me'id b'hayasham bor achad v'chulda achad. Okay, she said, "Who's going to be our witnesses?" He said, "Nobody's here, but there's a boar, there's a pit, and there's a weasel." Amar habachur bor v'chulda edim b'davar. She said, "Okay, they'll be our edim." Liyamim avar lemunato. Okay, as time went on, he didn't keep to his promise that I'm going to marry you. V'nasa acheret v'holid shnei banim. Echad nafal lebor v'met, v'echad nishachto chulda v'met. Okay, so one gets killed by falling in a pit, and the other son gets killed from a bite from a weasel. Amra lo ishto, ma ma'asehu zeh shebaneinu meitim b'mita meshuna. She said, "What is this kind of, it's such a weird death, what's going on?" Ba'amar lakach b'kach haya ma'aseh. Okay, and he said, this was the ma'aseh. So what do you see from here? Chulda v'bor, people like believed in them. And they told this story and had belief in this chulda v'bor. And here, what do you see from the chulda v'bor? The chulda v'bor were enough of a witness, right, to make this maaseh happen. So what do you see? Humahama mean b'chulda v'bor, right? He, in the end, what does he say? This chulda v'bor stood as witnesses, so this was obviously a good marriage, and therefore this happened to me. So he was ma'amin b'chulda v'bor, kach ha-ma'amin b'kadosh baruch hu, alach ha-kama v'kama. So if that people believe in, all the more so if you believe in God, what it will bring you. In other words, it will bring you good things. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-matzir is a difficult passage, I think. Kol ha-matzik et atzmo milamata. If you're a good person and you're careful about your actions, milamata, matzikim alach hadim milamala. What does that mean? It means that God is exacting with you in Shemayim. You're going to be exacting in your ma'asim. God is going to be very exacting with you. Now, the reason they give is because then again, like if he's medek, right? This is the famous thing, medek tekim, Rashi says, kechut ha-sara, right? That God takes his special people and he's very, very meticulous about how they do their act. And if they do something a little bit wrong, they're going to be punished. Now, what's the reason they say? Once they're punished, then they won't have any averot left when they get to Shamayim. It'll be mechaper aleihem. Okay. Shenemar, where do we learn this from? Emet me'eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Now they translate tzedek, not as rain, but tzedek is mishamayim, that tzedek is going to come down. If you're emet me'eretz, right, you have truth in the land, and you're very true to everything, then from shamayim, they're going to be very careful with you also. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin amar Rav Huna mehacha. No, you can learn it from a different pasuk. Uchi yaratcha evratecha. Okay, what does it mean, chiyaratcha v'ratecha? It's a pasuk from Tehillim, right? Mi odeh oz apecha v'chiyaratcha v'ratecha. It's in our tefillot. What does it mean? It means that the more you have fear, the more God is angry with you. In other words, his anger will be stronger against you. Difficult, right? Rish Lakish amar mehacha. He says, you learn it from somewhere else. Pagata, okay, here's a pasuk from Yeshayahu, also another difficult pasuk to understand the pshat. Pagata et sas, okay, sas milashon sason, they explain it, okay, like happiness. Ve'oset tzedek bedrachecha, yizkirucha, hein ata katsafta v'nechta, bahem olam v'nivasha. Okay, very hard to understand the pshat of this pasuk. What do they say? Amar Rabbi Yisro ben Levi, kol ha-samech b'yisurin, So Rish Lakish, he doesn't even explain how he gets it. Rish Lakish learns it from this pasuk. He says, look at Rashi. Pagata et sas v'oset tzedek. B'misha sameach v'oset tzedek. Shehen ha'osin kach. Bidrachecha yizkerucha. Ata pogea bo. Im chote klum kemo v'yivga bo v'yamot. That you're very careful with him. If he's sas and he loves to do right tzedek, then God is going to remember him, and then hein ata katsafta, right? You're going to be angry v'nechta when they sin. V'nechta b'hem olam nivasha. So then, Rabbi Yisro ben Levi says, kol sameach b'yisurin sheba'in alav mevi yishua la'olam. If you're happy by what comes your way, right? You say, Baruch Hashem, I'm getting punished now. Okay, he will bring yishua to the world. Because look at the end of the pasuk. Shenemar b'hem olam v'nosha. Right? Is that how you read it? V'nosha? V'nivasha. Right? Because of these people, the world will be saved. Amar Rish Lakish, my dechtiv v'atzaret ha-shamayim. What does that mean? B'sha'ah sha-shamayim ne'atzarim mi-lahorid. I assume this is Geshem, Matar, right? Okay, not Tal, right. The Masorah Hashah says it should be Matar. Because we already said that the shamayim isn't ne'atzar with Tal. Remember, we learned that. There's always Tal. So when the shamayim are ne'atzarim mi-lahorid Matar, domer li'isha she'mechabelet ve'ena yoledet. Okay, this is a very interesting thing. What does he say? What does it mean about tzaret ha'shamayim? You think it's easy for God to close up the skies? No. It's like a woman who's having childbirth, okay? She's having the pangs of labor, but nothing's coming out. That's how it feels in shamayim. That's how painful it is to God to close the shamayim and not let it out. Right? Sometimes it seems like something seems so easy to not do something, but sometimes to not do something takes incredible strength. Okay. Behind Utamar Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara. Ne'emra Atzira B'Gshamim V'ne'emra Atzira B'Isha. Now we're going to make all these comparisons between the labor pains and stopping the rain. Shenemar ki atzar, ki atzur atzar Hashem ba'ad kol rechem lebeit Avimelech al dvar Sarah eshet Avraham. You remember that when all the women in Beit Avimelech couldn't get pregnant. So here you see Atzira. V'big shamim dechtiv atzar et hashamayim, right in Shema, atzar et shamayim v'lo yematar. Ne'amar leida b'isha v'ne'amar leida b'big shamim. We saw this already. Ne'amar leida b'isha dechtiv atzar v'tele ben. I don't know why they need to prove that to us. It was clear, right? V'ne'amar leida b'big shamim dechtiv v'holida b'itzmicha. Remember, we saw that the rain comes down and it gives birth to it, to the ground. Ne'amar pkida b'isha v'ne'amar pkida b'big shamim. Right, Hashem pakad et sarah, right? And right, pkida means to remember, and the same thing comes up with the rain. Remember, we had a whole discussion. Can you use pkida as a pasuk of zichronot? Ne'amar pkida b'isha dechtiv Hashem pakad et sarah v'ne'amar pkida b'big shamim dechtiv pakad et ha'aretz. One second, pakad et ha'aretz batish shokekeha rabat ta'ashrena. Peleg Elohim male mayim tachin deganam ki kein tachineha. Okay, it's a pasuk from Tehillim. Okay, pakad tashamayim v'tishokikeha means that it's going to water it. In other words, I'm remembering the land and I'm going to fill it with water. Okay, rabata ashrena will be rich with water. Peleg Elohim male mayim. We're going to talk about this soon. This means that there's a brecha of God is full of water. Okay, he has a pool upstairs that he leaves to basically open up and let down. My peleg Elohim malei mayim. What is this? Like, what does that mean? There's a pool in the sky. Tana kemin kuba yesh brakia. There's like a safe up in shamayim. Okay, a box. It's like a safe. Okay, shemimena shamim yotzim. Okay, it's an image to have, right? So God can decide to open it or not decide to open it. It doesn't exactly fit with this image about it being painful for God when he doesn't let it rain, right? Because if he has this pool up there, so just let it out. But obviously it's painful for him to keep it closed. Amar bishmo bar nachmani. Mai dechtiv im leshevet. Okay, here's a pasuk from Iyov again. From that, it's the next part. Im leshevet im laartso im lechesed yimtzeu. Okay, just one second. Right. The next parak, and it's Lamed Zayin. One second. I want to see something in the context there. Right? He brings it. Right? These are different things. Im leshevet, im lechesed. Okay? Im laart. So, im leshevet means if it's for poranut, okay? For bad, according to the pshat here. Like when he brings the rain, the pshat here, they're explaining the pshat, I don't know exactly, but in the Dat Mikra, when Kasher Yamtzi'ehu la'artzo, when he brings to the land the Anan V'geshem, right, he'll either bring it l'puranut or l'chesed, okay? So now, but they want to darshan these words, okay? Im l'shevet, right? Im l'shevet, im la'artzo really appears as one in the pshat. Is it for his land for bad or for good? But now they're going to see im l'shevet b'harim u'b'gva'ot. If it's l'shevet, meaning is it going to be in the harim u'b'gva'ot? Im l'chesed yamtzi'ehu la'artzo b'sadot u'b'kramim. Okay, is it l'shevet or is it l'chesed? Is it going to be for the harim u'b'gva'ot or is it going to be to get to the land? Im l'shevet, here's another translation, li'ilanot, is it for the trees? Im la'artzo l'izraim, here they're doing all three. Is it l'shevet for the ilanot? Stand tall like a shevet, right, like a stick. Im la'artzo means for the zraim. V'im l'chesed, right, the crops in the fields. Im l'chesed yamtzi'ehu, barot shechinu ma'arot. So you're going to bring it so that they have water to drink in the barot shechinu ma'arot. B'mei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, havakafna umotna. Okay, now we're going to hear about prayer a little bit. There was a famine, and there was a magefa. Okay? Amre hechini avid. What should we do? If we want to say, let's go pray both for the magefa and for the drought, we can't. We can't pray for two things. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Ela libai rachamei amotna v'kafna nispo. Right? Otherwise, are we going to... Right, in other words, so should we pray, have mercy for the, pray for the plague, and then we'll just suffer through? In other words, better to be hungry than to be sick, right, and dying. We're dying from the plague. So maybe, right, this is what they asked him. They say, should we ask rachamim on the plague, but the kafna, the ra'av, nisbol, we'll suffer through? Amar le Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, no, do the opposite. Nibai rachamei akafna, we should do it on the ra'av, when God brings sustenance to us, it's so that we will live. So if he does that, it'll kind of solve the other problem, okay? Once you ask for one, hand in hand, it will come with fixing the magepa. Why is that the more important one? Who's he masbia? He's masbia l'chol chai, for those living. So if he's going to bring sustenance, he's going to bring it to the living people, and he's going to make those people live. Where do we know that you can't pray for two things? What does it say? This is in Ezra. It says the people were making a fast and they were going to ask for God al zot. What does it mean? On this. From here we learn that there was something else that they weren't asking about. Okay, here we're going to see some other psukim that indicate that. In Eretz Yisrael, they said, Mishmei Rabbi Chagai Mehacha. They learned from here from a pasuk from Daniel. It's the same idea. It says, Rachamim Libai, they asked for Rachamim min kadam elo hashmaya, right, from before God, al razadana, on Raz's secret, razot v'sod, right, razim v'sodot, on the sod, dana is this. On this sod they asked for. Michal di ikachrite, there must have been something else. Okay? So now, what do you learn? That when you pray for something, pray for one thing. Don't start praying for everything. I guess, right, really, what's it saying? Prioritize. What's really important? Because we can pray for millions of things, but at a certain point, it's almost like, don't ask for too much. Okay? Figure out your priorities and ask like that. Rabbi Zera Gazer Gzera, B'mei Rabbi Zera Gazer Gzera. There was a Gzera that the enemies made on us, right, in the times of Rabbi Zera. B'gazer de lo meti b'tanita. They wouldn't let us fast. is important for Masechet Taanit, if we're talking about making fasts and how important they are, they said it's asur for the Jews to fast, right? We never heard that. And your list of all the things, right? You just say you can't say Kriyat Shema, you can't pray, you can't blow shofar, you can't, all these outward things here, it's just not eating. They wouldn't let the people not eat. It's an interesting thing to be gozer against, right? How you make sure that people are actually eating. It's not exactly a noticeable thing. Although, again, they did gather on the fast days and would do mass prayers and blowing shofar and maybe things like that that were more outward. Amar lehu Rabbi Zeris, he said, what should we do? Nikavle ilavan, we should say we're taking upon ourselves a fast. Just saying the words. We're taking upon ourselves a fast. Ulechibatal hagzera leitve, and we'll fulfill it when the gzera is finished, right? When there's no gzera anymore, then we'll fulfill our promise. Amarle menalacha, where'd you get this idea from? Amar, that this is actually a valuable thing. Amar lehu dichtiv, okay, here's a pasuk from Daniel. Bayomer elai, al tira Daniel, ki mina yomer mishon asher natata et libcha, lahavin ulehitanot lefnei Elohecha, nishmu'u dvarecha. From the day you set it in your heart, right? Natata el libcha, to fast, okay? And all else says lahavin. But, okay, from the day that you came to basically say, I'm going to fast before God, I've been listening to you, right? I've nishmu dvarecha, your words have come to me. So what do you see? That just by saying I'm going to do something, that already means something. Obviously, the flip side, right? In other words, only if you really mean it. If you don't really mean it, then it doesn't mean anything. But again, what do you see here? The power of words. The words themselves have tremendous power, if used properly. It's interesting, if you think about it, I'm trying to connect things. We talked about the Nachash and the Lashon Hara. If you think about it, the words, right? It's all about words. And we started with, you could do words that have no meaning and your prayers won't get answered. And then we said, oh, no, but your prayers can get answered if you don't have Kavanah. Ah, that's Bitzibor, right? And then there's words that hurt other people, like the Lashon Hara, especially when they get no value out of it. And that's the worst kind of words. And here you see that just saying you're going to do something could have Mashmaut also. Amar B'Yitzchak. Afilu Shanim Kishne Eliyahu. Now, all of a sudden, until now, we've all been talking about rain. Now, we did talk about rain, that rain sometimes can be bad and sometimes can be good, and it depends how strong they are and different things like that. Now we're going to talk about the way I grew up, I would say, which is that rain was a pain in the neck. Rain, right? Now living in Israel, rain, we kind of often see as Dibrei Bracha, even though sometimes, right after building a new house, rain becomes a big curse because all of a sudden you see all the cracks in the walls and where the rain's coming through and things like that. But generally, rain is very much seen as Bracha. And I always thought it was interesting when you think about the songs I was brought up on about rain. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. It's all negative. And in Israel, it's all these positive rain songs about how great the rain is. But here we're going to see that even then they talked about rain was not always a great thing. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and they talk about really the aspect about it being a burden to people. You can't go out, you need warm clothes, it ruins your day. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, afilu shanim kishne Eliyahu, even if you have years like Eliyahu, meaning there was a huge drought, b'yardu kishamim ba'arve shabbatot, and just at Erev Shabbat it rained, einan ela siman kala. I have these memories in camp of it always pouring rain on Shabbat with the mud and the, right? So that was a siman kala, apparently. Hainu de Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Kashe Yoma de Mitra ki Yoma de Dina. Okay, Rabba Bar Shila says the day of rain is like the Yoma Din. Okay, it's very harsh. It's difficult. Why on Erev Shabbat? Because Erev Shabbat was the day, right? It was the day of rest, and you want to go out and walk around, and it's just a pain in the neck. Amar Amemer, Ilo de Tzarech Lebraita, how do you turn that word, Lebraita? He's basically saying, if I didn't need the rain, okay? Ilo tzar, let me just find it here. Ilo libriata. Ah, that's what it is, right? I knew I was reading it wrong. Okay. Ilo tzar libriata. If we didn't need it for the briot, for the people, be'ina rachme umibatlin ale. If we didn't need rain for us to survive, I would pray to cancel rain bechlal. It's like a terrible thing. It's just annoying. Va'am Rabbi Yitzchak, shemesh b'shabbat stakala ani. Okay, shemesh, rain, sun on Shabbat is like staka to poor people. Because why? So here you could say, either you're just saying shemesh b'shabbat, right? You can make an analogy. Sun is to Shabbat as staka is to aniyim, right? It gives people something to live on, right? Sun. Some people say no. The sun on Shabbat is the tzedakah to the poor people. Why? Because they don't have clothes to wear in the rain and the cold. So if you bring the sun, they can actually go out on Shabbat. Otherwise, they're stuck in their houses. Shneemar v'zarcha lachem yirei shmei shemesh tzedakah u'marpeh. Okay, they're making a comparison to the shemesh and the tzedakah. Okay, here what doesn't appear in the psukim is Shabbat, but somehow they connect it with Shabbat. I guess they're saying the main time you need it is for Shabbat. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, now here we're going to see the opposite, which is Gadol Yom HaGshamim Shafilu Prutasha Bekis Mitbarechet Bo. Shneemar Latet Matar Atzacha Bito Lebarechet Kol Maaseh Yadecha. What does this mean? That, at least, again, this is one translation, that you might think, okay, the farmers need the rain, but I am a businessman. Rain has nothing to do. I want to sell my wares. Not only that, it's a pain for a businessman to have rain because you can't go out selling stuff. I'm sure most of the shvakim were open, right? What's it like on a rainy day? Storekeepers, you know, nobody comes out. People stay home. So, but what are they saying? No. Even for you, it's good. Why? Because the better the agriculture is, the more money people will have to then buy stuff. So in the end, it all, right, the rain helps everybody. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein ha-bracha mitzuya ela v'davar ha-samoy bin ha-ayin. Okay, now we're going to talk about where bracha comes. It comes in a secret way. Shneemar, Yitzav Hashem itchat ha-bracha ba'asamecha. Ba'asamecha means in your storehouses. But they're darshaning samoy, asamecha samoy. Samoy is hidden. Hidden from the eye. Tanya debay Rabbi Yishmael, Ein ha-bracha mitzuya ela v'davar she'ein ha-ayin sholetet bo. Okay, the same idea. Things that people can't see. Now that's where the bracha happens, in hidden things. Tana Rabbanan, okay, now we're going to see. Hanichnas lamud et grano. He goes to measure the... Before you go to measure what's in your warehouse, Omer, he says a tefillah. Okay? Shneemar, Omer, you hear it's on fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, shetishlach bracha b'maaseh yadenu. Hitchil lamud, what if he already started measuring? Then it's hard to say, Shetishlach bracha is already in the middle. So what does he say? He realizes he didn't say the bracha. He says, Baruch HaSholech bracha b'keri azeh. Okay, it's just blessing God that he brought a bracha to this. Madad v'achar kach bereh, harezo tefilat shav. Lepi she'en a bracha mitzuya, lo b'davar shakul, v'lo b'davar madud, v'lo b'davar manoy, el b'davar samoy minahayim. You can't say, the bracha doesn't come when you say, I want you to bless this thing that already happened. It's like when I was a kid, we always talked about, right, praying to God, can I get a higher grade on the test? Once the test is graded, no, right, an unbelievable miracle isn't going to happen and change your 80 into 100. Like, that kind of miracle doesn't happen. That's what this is saying. A miracle doesn't happen with something that's already existing. A miracle happens. Yeah, we did. We learned it before. I don't remember the context, but we definitely learned it before. A miracle doesn't happen to something that you can see. It happens, you know, when you don't see it. So, you know, maybe you could pray before the teacher grades the test. And then, right, that would be like the middle stage here, right? You could pray before you take the test. You could pray once you take the test before the teacher grades and pray that the teacher has rachamim on you when they grade the test. But once the test is graded, there's nothing to pray about. Okay. Fine, we're going to stop here. This is all a new ma'amar. There's kibbutz, giyasot, tzedakah, parnas. And one more thing was Maser and Parnas, which is going to be five things. It's a siman for these five statements that Rabbi Yochanan's going to make. Okay. I think they're all about rain. I don't recall. I assume they're all about rain. Okay. We'll get to that tomorrow.